Welcome back to Mountain Money. On the phone with us now, we have Deanne Hall in the marketing department at Daniel's Summit Lodge and Mountain Resort. Deanne, welcome to Mountain Money.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So my notes say that you're about 5 miles from Strawberry Reservoir, so you've got a lot of outdoor activities going on, including what I see is when the snow starts falling, you have over 100 snowmobiles that you rent, and then, of course, fall is coming, which is a busy season with the changing colors. Tell us about the lodge.
Well, thank you. You're right. We are a snowmobile resort, we like to say, but we are open all year. We're four seasons open. So right now we're doing razor rentals and slingshots. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but it's kind of fun. And basically we are surrounded by the Uinta National Forest. So we have backyard access to just beautiful trails and just the national forest to explore and use. It's beautiful.
So what are razors and slingshots?
Razors are side-by-sides. So we have four-seaters and then two-seaters. So these
all-terrain vehicles?
The all-terrain vehicles, basically. Like the used to be just the quads or the four-wheelers. But now the side-by-sides are great. You can explore all hundreds of miles of trails and off-road.
And what about slingshots? What are those?
The slingshots are, honestly very interesting. They are a new, they're a Polaris vehicle, and they have the three wheels. They're low to the ground, so they have the one wheel in front and the two wheels in back. It's very interesting. There's some pictures on our website, but they're new this year. You ride them on the main roads, the regular roads. So you just drive around and see the scenery, but you're in they remind me of a Batmobile, actually. So they're kind of an interesting thing. They're new this year for us.
And these are street.
They've been really fun.
They're street legal, so you actually can drive them on.
Yeah,
they're
definitely street legal. So are the side-by-sides, but the slingshots are meant to be just on the paved roads.
I've seen the slingshots, and you don't have to be a superstar all-terrain vehicle driver to drive it. It's as Deanne says,
no,
street
in fact,
legal.
That's what's so great about the side-by-side, the razors. They are, even I can drive them. I mean, they are safe. They're like a little car, but they're you're out, you're open and exposed. You feel like you're really doing it on, really getting out on the adventure. But you're in a safe little vehicle.
And do you offer guided tours, or is it simply people take
the
ATV?
We have the great part about our lodge is that it's right. We call it right at the trailhead. And for the snowmobiles, definitely we're at the trailhead, and you take off on these trails. And we do guide for snowmobiles, but for razors, we have a map, and they have GPS, and you can go so many different places that it's not guided, but we have the mechanics and the people who rent them show you how to run it and get you out on the trail with you, and so it feels very comfortable, but then you don't need a guide.
I really like the fact that not only is it easy to drive, it sounds as though you've made it somewhat idiot-proof in the sense of having the GPS, because I would certainly find a way to get lost otherwise.
We like to think so. Yeah, that's for me. We could use me as a barometer, and if I can do it, anybody can. And it is, in fact, on our website, there's a video playing on the main page that shows just how easy it is to rent the razors and what you can see and do. And it's a really fun interactive video. And it gives you an idea of really how you can just never done it before. You can pack your family in and take a lunch and just explore forever. It's wonderful.
So if I'm going to come out for a day at the resort, I'm going to rent a razor and go for a ride, I bet you're going to be able to feed me a really nice meal either before or after, aren't you?
Absolutely. In fact, we have our restaurant right there at the trailhead, and it's we In fact, I just did this last week. I brought my family up and we ate lunch out on the patio, and then we packed up and went on this ride. We took our drinks, and it was honestly, I felt like I was hiking, but I didn't have to put any effort in, and we had a great day. You can rent the razors for 2 hours, 4 hours, or 6 hours. So you can decide how much time you want to be out and about, but it's really a fun way. We got out and hiked. There's a couple little reservoirs and, you know, hiking trails from the road, and it's you feel like you're just out on this adventure in the middle of nowhere, but yet you're safe and you're on the road and you have a GPS that brings you back.
So, Deanne, we need to wrap up, but before I let you go, I've got a question for you. So, you know, Daniel Summit Lodge is, you know, best known probably, and I hope this is fair, for your winter activities. It's similar
That's
to Park
fair.
City.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago, Park City was best known for our winter activities. And the city has spent, and I think they've done a great job of this, the last 20 years getting people to think of us as a summer resort, as a fall resort, as a spring place as well. If you had a magic wand and you could, you know, instantly reframe people's views of Daniel Summit, what would that image be?
That's a great question. I would really love to have everyone understand that Daniel Summit Lodge is really a four-season resort, because it you have access to this amazing scenery and national forest, and it just depends on what season you're there and how you access it and play in it. It's you have razors, there's, you know, you can mountain bike from there, people ride horses from there, people ride motorcycles, people just play in the on the trails in any way they want. You know, we have a pool, all of those things. It's just an amazing way to get away.
All right. Well, as somebody that's working in the marketing department there, that will be your challenge over the next coming years. Our guest has been Deanne Hall. She is in the marketing department at Daniel Summit Lodge and Mountain Resort, which is about 5 miles from Strawberry Reservoir on Highway 40 at the Daniel Summit Pass. Deanne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.